New York has the highest cigarette tax in the nation, but about a third of the smokes sold in the state aren't taxed at all. That's because they're purchased over the internet or at smoke shops run by the state's Indians on tribal land. Well, that could soon change. For one, the federal government is now cracking down on internet sales, and New York is escalating its efforts to collect tax on cigarettes sold on tribal land. As Ryan Morton reports, the state's tribes are not happy, and they are not going along without a fight.
New York's tribes are supposed to collect sales tax from any non-natives who come onto tribal land to buy cigarettes. But the tribes have long refused to collect the tax. When New York announced it would begin collecting the money on September 1st, the two sides ended up in court. A state judge last week postponed the tax collection so he can further consider the matter. Robert Odawi Porter of the Seneca Nation says it's a small victory in a big fight.
These battles have been going on for over 200 years, and that we have fought battles over the title to our land, the jurisdiction over our lands, our waters, and now our commerce.
The parking lot of the Onondaga Nation smoke shop is so busy, trying to leave is like trying to navigate a parking lot after a concert or a ball game. Customers are drawn by the chance to avoid paying the $4.35 tax on each pack of cigarettes. Ben Brown just walked out with five cartons. They're for his wife.
I put a nail in her coffin all the time, but she's still living.
He drives here from Ithaca, an hour away, and he thinks the state should give up trying to tax tribal cigarettes.
I'm rooting for the tribes. If the state wants to pay for all the land that they took away from the Indians over the history of this thing, that's fine and dandy. Then I'll pay the tax. But until then, the state owes the Indians.
But the new state law would tack on the sales tax at the wholesale level before the cigarettes are shipped to retailers. Governor David Patterson says that way, tribal stores will have to charge the same price as non-tribal stores.
It is our right to do this as New Yorkers to try to protect our businesses that are suffering from an unfair competitive advantage.
Pete Carman of the Oneida Nation says it's a backdoor tax added to items sold on their land.
Governments don't tax other governments. And it would be wholly inappropriate for the state of New York to attempt to tax products that are being sold on the Oneida Nation Reservation.
Here's where the Oneidas start to play hardball. They already make their own brand of cigarettes, which they sell alongside big-name brands. So to maneuver around New York's tax, they decided to move their cigarette-making plant to their reservation, making them self-contained manufacturers and retailers. Carmen says they plan to ditch big-name tobacco brands and only sell their two brands.
There would be no state excise or sales tax on Niagara brand or Bishop brand cigarettes because federal law preempts state efforts to tax products that are manufactured on an Indian reservation and sold on the reservation.
The Seneca Nation is having a much harder time maintaining its cigarette business. That's because of a new federal law that prohibits internet retailers from using the U.S. Postal Service to send tobacco items, a business they dominated as a tribe. Seneca President Barry Snyder says efforts to crack down on cigarette sales have the Senecas considering whether they need to find other ways to make money.
Well, we're looking at a lot of economic things. You know, as a sovereign, I think we start looking internally at ourselves again. We haven't done that very much. I think we need to create opportunity for each and every one of our Seneca membership.
But the fight over the cigarette tax will continue. New York says it will earn $200 million by collecting it. And in a tight budget year, that's money the state can't afford to give up on. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Morton.
More All Things Considered right after this.